We expect doctors to have empathy for their patients. But surgeon and Lake Effect essayist Bruce Campbell points out that empathy does have its limits.
In the 1970s, before I went to medical school, I worked as a nurse's aide. Early one morning, one of the surgeons dropped by the emergency room in a particularly good mood. The ER doctor asked him why he was so happy. "It was the first night all week I did not get a call at 2:30 in the morning from Mrs. Swanson," he replied. I pretended to work but kept on listening. "Really? Why does she call you at night?" the ER doctor asked. "Well, it seems that since she was discharged from the hospital, she hasn't slept. I suggested medication, relaxation, exercise, dietary change, anything I could think of, but she still just couldn't sleep. She was spending hours each night roaming through the house." "And?" "And so, when she couldn't sleep, she'd call me at home at 2:30 in the morning and tell me how miserable she was. Every night the phone would ring and there she would be." "So, what would she say?" "Well, not much. Same thing every night. 'Doctor, I can't sleep, doctor. Can't you give me something? I feel so tired, doctor. When will I sleep?'" I was running out of ideas. The ER doctor thought for a second. "Well, why didn't you just tell her to call you in the morning?" "I did tell her that, of course. It just didn't make any difference." They stood silently for a while. I had no idea what the surgeon was thinking, but I was certain the ER doctor was trying to come up with other treatment options. The absurdity of the situation percolated. They both pictured the bleary-eyed woman forlornly padding around in robe and slippers, repeatedly checking the clock and finally picking up the phone. Finally, the ER doctor spoke up. "But at least you slept through last night." "No, I didn't say that. What I said was I didn't get a call at 2:30 in the morning." The ER doctor was confused. "Well, what do you mean?" "I mean she did not call me." "What? I don't understand. You didn't?" "Of course I did. At 3 o'clock, my alarm went off. I picked up my phone and called her." "Were you sleeping, Mrs. Swanson?" "You were? Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so happy for you. I just wanted to make sure that you were doing okay. Uninterrupted sleep is just so refreshing, don't you think? Well, good night." She mumbled something in return. I'm pretty confident that will be our last middle-of-the-night conversation. The ER doctor shook his head. The surgeon grinned and pushed the metal plate on the wall, and the ER doors slid apart. He was humming as he headed down the corridor toward the elevator that would take him to the operating room where he would start his day.
Lake Effect essayist Dr. Bruce Campbell is a head and neck cancer surgeon at Frederick Hospital and the Medical College of Wisconsin. He also writes about his experiences in his blog, Reflections in a Head Mirror. Rock and roll is not necessarily an easy life, but a Milwaukee native's rise to success in the music industry was on an especially rough road. We'll learn more when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.